Now, how does it work? Proxy server for caching basically fits between your computer and the internet, so to speak. A lot of ISPs offer the service between their users and the internet. And what you basically do is you use the cache or proxy, so to speak, server to access the remote sites instead of doing it yourself via your Netscape browser or your Internet Explorer browser.
The way of describing it, don't you reckon, Digital Doctor, is to say that it actually speeds up your connection to a certain extent because it's getting the information locally rather than having to go to the actual site.
That's definitely the net effect. That's right. What it's actually aiming at is to speed things up. But the way it's working is that basically it's accessing the remote sites for you. So instead of you accessing, for example, www.microsoft.com.au, when you type that in, you're actually requesting a computer specially dedicated at your ISP's site to actually access that site for you.
And don't you have to be very specific? Like, you have to call up your ISP and find out exactly what their proxy server address is and set it up in your browser.
Dead right, because actually if you change internet service providers and you don't change those parameters,
it won't work.
Either it will not work at all, or you'll be sort of going through the net twice, once to get to their proxy server and then the proxy server to go to the remote site. So
and
it can actually be
set up. How have you explained it to people?
That's right. Well, firstly, there's two obvious advantages, actually. Firstly, about using a proxy server like that, which your ISP might have to offer to access the net instead of you going there directly. The first one is that you can actually fill transmission gaps in your transmission. In other words, the proxy server will go to that remote site and use the full speed of your internet service provider's data link to the internet while you are maybe slowly downloading it through your 14K, 28K or 33K modem. And when there's those inevitable gaps in the transmission from some of the slow sites, it'll actually effectively iron out those gaps. The other advantage is that the system will check if it's been to that site before, and this is really how the caching works, so that when you're going to a particular site like Microsoft.com.au or whatever, the actual in-between server or cache proxy server, if you like, will actually say, have I been there recently before? And it will look through its humongous hard disk that the ISP has allocated of at least like half a gig or gig or 8 gigabytes worth of disk space.
Access One's got proxy servers and they've got 8 gigabyte drives on every proxy server in every state.
There you go. And for those who are
statistically... of hard drive space.
Yes and no, but really I suppose it depends how you look at it, and they say that a 500 megabyte cache, for example, will cache roughly 30% of all the hits on the internet that a normal ISP might want to hit. Now, to get into like 15-80%, that's quite right, it requires quite a few gigabytes.
How much are they? 8 gig drives, by the way.
Oh, I'd have to look it up. You'll have to ask me next time. But they're not expensive anymore. Certainly the 4 and 5 gigabyte hard disk, you can pick them up for well and truly under $1,000 now. So that's why I'm saying, actually, like 4 and 8 gigabytes these days, it's really becoming chicken feed. It's affordable even to the average user. The problem, of course, is with DOS and Windows 95, the old version, you can't access more than 2 gigabytes without splitting it into several hard disks, so it's a bit hard to manage. But in terms of setting up, like Rita was saying, how would you set up all this? I mean, it all sounds terribly complicated, and this is what I sort of wanted to allude to today.
But it's simple. It's really easy.
It is a piece of cake.
Even Duncan could do it.
Yeah, in fact,
don't start dissing me. I use ICQ. You're logged onto ICQ today, right? And you had a Do Not Disturb banner up on your access.
And is your ICQ working?
Yeah, beautiful.
Good stuff.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Easy. Simple.
I sent you a message, though, didn't I?
No.
Didn't I?
Yeah, all I got was a response saying that you've added me to your phone book list, but it didn't actually work. Anyway,
so how do you set up your proxy server setup? Now, somewhere in your preferences under Netscape and whatever, and also Internet Explorer under your networking tags and whatever.
You go to Navigation and Explorer and click Connect
there you go.
Proxy Server.
That's the right tags, is it? And there you'll find, something to say proxy servers. And basically what you'll see there is a whole heap of lines where you can say that, yes, I want my FTP or file transfer request to go through a proxy server. And yes, I want my HTTP or basically web request to go to a proxy server. And all kinds of other internet services as well that you might want to go through a proxy server with. And your internet service provider will give you the necessary IP addresses four URLs for those, and also the magic port numbers that you have to specify.
Like, I downloaded a piece of software that normally would take like hours to get from America, but if you download from the proxy service, it's so quick.
Exactly, because like you're not going overseas, and that's the whole idea behind it. So basically, when hundreds of people are going through the internet service provider to the internet individually, instead, really, they're all going to the one super duper proxy server, and it does speed things up really humongously. As far as little ISPs are concerned who might want to run a proxy server, is it expensive and where do you get it? Well, actually, if you're running Linux, you're really laughing, because Squid Proxy Server is absolutely free and you get it off the LAN, off the internet. All you need to do is do a bit of an AltaVista search on Squid and you'll find it, and it works very, very well.
But the NT heads, I heard the one to use is called Spaghetti.
I hadn't heard of that one, but anyway,
I know.
You were saying that
there's
especially really
there's
good
a few types. There is gnocchi with a la
Panoro.
But because proxy servers can be hierarchical or non-hierarchical.
That's right. You can cache from one proxy server to the next so that you can actually kind of stick together like a group and cache to each other. Now, that's basically it, how proxy servers work. So if your ISP offers it and you haven't configured one, do it, because it'll speed up your access humongously. Usually they have some pictorial representation. I know on our system we have, where people can click and actually get pictures of what their proxy configurations look like. Takes you the best part of a minute. You close down your Netscape or Internet Explorer, start it up again, and it works just like magic. Now, from last week's little program, we also had an email from somebody who mentioned that they were very interested and some of the information about proxy servers, and they mentioned a little fabulous program called Slurp, S-L-I-R-T.
I know about that.
Yep, and basically that's a little program that you can run on a Unix server, which may only give you telnet access, maybe through some of the universities or things like that. And basically it then talks PPP back to you so that you can then launch your Netscape or Internet Explorer and talk PPP. Now, if you want all the gas on Slurp, you can contact ajrobb@ecr.nu.oz.au. Good luck, which takes it off the meat. And if you want to find out more about Slurp, go to www.ecr.nu.oz.au/LEVEL4/SLIRPGUIDE/slurp.html. I suggest you email AJ Rob. Goodbye.
Thank you, Edward.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Mm. If anyone during tonight's show wanted the URLs for this evening, give us a call.
Or email ajrob@ecr.mu.oz.au.
Good man. Hey, but next week, right?